Here's Lee Tolan with this free kick. Shot comes in. Good save. Good save. PJ Banda follows up and fires it into the back of the net. And Letterkenny Rovers have gone 3-1 in front. Deep in injury time, Jason Gibson. And that's game, set, and match for Rovers.
That should settle it now. In fairness to Stephen Conroy, it was a good save. But the Predator and BG, he stepped up and hammered it into the back of the net. And delight for Letterkenny here now. And they'll be absolutely delighted to get silverware in the season.
So they're going to make a change as well. It's Declan Sharkey who's preparing to come on. A late substitution for Letterkenny Rovers. And that goal from BJ Banda crowns a decent display from the Letterkenny Rovers front man. And well, Marty McGarrigle's over here. Just an unfortunate end to this game because he's had to remove one of the Coghill Celtic players from the bench, showing him the red card. Obviously a bit of dissent coming from the Coghill bench. But in fairness, Gavin Cullen, he won't be happy to see his team be defeated, Jason, but he's watched his team come back into this cup final. They played well over the 90 minutes, but Banda's two goals late on are the difference.
Yeah, that's probably, you'll never be happy to lose a cup final, but the strange thing about it is they got back into the game. You have to give them credit for that. They really looked like the side in the ascendancy, and as I say, just a couple of moments of magic from BJ, and he's going to be on the losing side. So,
yeah, late chance for Coghill perhaps to get another goal, but Ryan McConnell and Christopher Mossy between them managed to deal with that situation after good approach play down the right by Kieran McLaughlin. His cross into the area was well defended, and there's going to be a free out to Letterkenny Rovers. So it's just a case now of how much longer Marty McGarrigle's going to play in this final. He's going over again, and there's another red card. Jerry, it's a straight red card this time for Jerry Gill. And Coghill Celtic losing their discipline, some might say, in the closing stage of this game. And that's silly more than anything. They've already had a red card shown to one of their substitutes. And Marty McGarrigle has shown Jerry Gill a late red card as well. Jerry hadn't been booked, I don't think, Jason. It's a straight red card.
Dermot, now just, I know there's frustration losing cup finals, but look, he's obviously said something unsavoury to warrant a straight red card. So they're going to be disappointed, obviously, but I mean, Coghill have had loads of success over the last, this was going for a seventh double, so as I say, look, they're going to be disappointed, but you just have to take it in the chin at times.
You just have to take it in the chin. Letterkenny Rovers have made a late change. Luke Nealis has come on in place of Kevin McGrath for this last couple of seconds, really, more than anything. Luke Nealis wearing number 19. It's a free kick for Letterkenny Rovers inside their own box, and Rory Kelly kicks long towards Padraig O'Rafferty, but that one's going to drift out over the end line. And we've played 49, almost 50 minutes in this second half. Letterkenny Rovers leading Coghill Celtic by 3-1. The goals from Lee Tolan from the penalty spot on 25 minutes, and that late double from BJ Banda on 81 and then on 92. And Coghill's only response really was that goal on 70 minutes from Jimmy Bradley. And as you say, Jason, that brought Coghill back on level terms at one apiece. And if anything, they looked the more likely to kick on and maybe get the winner. But out of nothing, and at the end of a brilliant move involving Johnny Boner and Padraig O'Rafferty and Ryan Lonergan, finished to the back of the net by BJ Banda, and that was the big moment of this game.
Yeah, every side needs special players, the likes of Johnny Boner, to make a difference. And as I say, he got on it, played a great pass in, and BJ makes that run to the front post. And as I say, they're going to have silverware for their season now, and they'll be delighted with that, I'm sure. There's the final whistle.
Yeah, there goes the final whistle. It signals the end of this cup final. Eamon McConaghley and Anthony Gorman shake hands in front of the Letterkenny Rovers dugout. McConaghley will go down and shake the hands of Gavin Cullen, and the players out in front of us shaking hands as well. Letterkenny Rovers then celebrate a cup final victory, and that's a sweet way to end what's been, I suppose, a frustrating season for them. They had a good run in the FA Intermediate Cup again. They ran Coghill Celtic close for much of the Ulster Senior League campaign, Jason, but in the end had nothing to show for their efforts. And coming here today, they really, really wanted to end the season with some silverware, and that's exactly how it's materialised.
Yeah, they'll be delighted, and there will be frustration from them from their league campaign, because like they were the top team up until Christmas, and then at the turn of the year, then they lost, I think it was against Finn Harps and Derry on the bounce. And obviously they lost to ourselves a couple of weeks ago there, which kind of finished their league campaign. But look, as I say, there's only three trophies in the year to win. Obviously Coghill have won the league, and Letterkenny have their trophy now today, so they will be delighted with that, I'm sure. Eamon will speak to us afterwards, I'm sure, and he'll be delighted with that.